Tomorrow's Senior Bowl. John Kongemi was up at practices in Mobile, Alabama all this week. Talk about this game. Let's start with the quarterbacks. The Dolphins, you know, not looking to draft a quarterback anytime early this year, which is nice, but still they're going to have a big imprint on this game. Some big names here, some guys that could go in the first round. Last couple of years, Christian Ponder, Russell Wilson, couple of guys really helped themselves playing in the Senior Bowl. What do we make of the quarterbacks this year?
Boy, it's really a jumbled bunch when you take a look at it. You're starting on the north side. I think Mike Glennon is probably clearly the best thrower of the football of that group. And I think Ryan Nassib has a lot of upside to him, but I'm not so sure that depending on teams that are looking late in the first round, if you go up and grab him. Now, you said Christian Ponder. Each one of those guys can compare with Christian Ponder, and he's a first-rounder. So it all depends on need when you look at those two names if somebody's going to go up and grab them. I think on the South roster, though, E.J. Manuel has made himself on par with a Landry Jones or a Tyler Wilson. I think that he's done a nice job through 3 or 4 days of practice. He's put back-to-back-to-back positive stuff on film, and I think he's made the biggest stride of the South group of quarterbacks.
Wide receivers in this game, I guess as a quarterback, especially when you're playing with unfamiliar players, as everybody is in the Senior Bowl, you like a guy that can just go up and catch the ball seemingly no matter what. Seems like it would set up pretty nicely for Chris Harper from Kansas State.
It really does. Chris Harper's a guy that can go up and get the football. He's a hand catcher. I'm not so sure he's suited for the outside. He's more of a slot guy because he can bang on the inside because of his build, and he can catch footballs in tight windows. That's what you like from your slot receiver. On the other side for the South, Quentin Patton has really impressed throughout the week, and Connor Vernon, a guy from Gulliver Prep who went to Duke, he's been impressive. So I think those guys, you know, they're the quarterback's best friend when you come to Saturday and it's game time.
Probably not going to see too many exotic defensive fronts on Saturday in the Senior Bowl, certainly not on Sunday in the Pro Bowl, but the defensive ends, those pure pass rushers, those kind of guys can still, you know, make an impact in this game getting to the quarterback. Who are we looking at there?
Malachi Goodman's one of those guys from Clemson who can get to the edge. He can rush the passer. He can play the run pretty effectively. And then I think there's some sleepers in that group. Michael Buchanan out of Illinois did a nice job all week. Alex Okafor, obviously, everybody's been talking about him. And then Sylvester Williams from North Carolina. He's a defensive tackle, but he's really good at pushing the pocket on the inside. Kind of low to the ground type of player at 6'2", 6'3", but he's 320 pounds, so he can move the pile. And that's what more NFL teams are trying to do, Jesse, move that pile in the middle and try to make the quarterback have nowhere to step up and throw the football.
Senior Bowl is kind of a cool thing because it's this week-long, you know, practice session. You got NFL coaches coaching these guys up, and then there's a game on Saturday. How much can a guy change the opinion that has sort of been formed during the week during the game?
Boy, that's the million-dollar question. All these guys are trying to put 5 positive days on tape, you know, with all the practice, really emphasis on Tuesday and Wednesday because they're in pads. Then all of a sudden, it seems like everybody has amnesia. If a guy has a great game, well, he's a gamer. You know, he can play when the lights come on. But I think that the NFL has gotten to the point where practice is very important to what they're trying to do, and consistency. So whoever can be consistent, who can take it from practice and prove that they can do it on a daily basis, and then when they have their opportunity in the game, catch that one ball or defend that one pass or get to the quarterback or tackle somebody in the open field. That's what the NFL, I believe, and the scouts and the coaches are looking at four on Saturday.
Game coming up tomorrow afternoon, Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. You can watch it on the NFL Network. We've been watching these practices all week long. John, you did a great job covering the Senior Bowl up in Mobile. Thanks for the insight, and everybody enjoy the game.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this week, and I'm looking forward to going to the Super Bowl and seeing what happens there.